Okay, yay. Okay, this is the third time I pressed the button. I had to delete the first two. So let's go with this as winning number three, right? Now, this is, well, I suppose it's the first, hopefully, of many celebration points that we can join in and celebrating together along this journey. But for me today, it's recording this first introduction, I suppose. We won't do an episode to start with, more so just a hello recording. So you get to hear my voice, hear a little bit about who I am and what we might be able to share in some really beautiful, deep, and delicious conversations and topics just about the philosophy of life, consciousness, conscious relationships. What does it even mean? What does that look like? The journey along the way, which is, well, for myself and for many others that I've worked with, a really bumpy journey that certainly doesn't feel smooth at times and or a lot of the time. But on the other side of that journey, opening to a space that just feels so light and so free that I wanted to come and share this in some way. So at this stage, it looks like a podcast. Now, I'm not a professional podcaster. I'm currently, if only I could show you, maybe there is a way that I can somehow attach photos or something like that. But I'm currently sitting on the side of the bank of a river or a small creek, and it's in the bush. And so if I do need to make some sudden moves, if I'm joined by anything that might like to come out of the longer grass, I'll also share that with you. So I don't particularly plan on editing any of the recordings. It's incredibly intuitive, and what I feel like I'm sharing is absolutely from my heart, and at times much deeper messages that come more from what feels like to me a soul experience. So I'd love to share these journeys with you. I absolutely love stories. I love storytelling. I love the sharing of stories of others. And this is a space, if you found yourself here, maybe that's something you also might like to listen to. There's no particularly any particular topics that are, I guess, off the cards, I suppose. And I really enjoy when people send questions or even just to share a story themselves that we can then unpack here that others might also connect to. The reason I love stories so much is because they have so much emotion behind them. Like, we don't just speak words, do we? We're speaking our feelings, we're speaking our emotions. And it's interesting, yesterday I crossed with an absolutely beautiful lady. She was such a bright light, or she is such a bright light, but she isn't quite seeing that within herself at this moment. And I shared with her, in fact, she's the only one who I shared that I was recording a podcast, and I shared the name of it. As you might have laughed when you saw it, I am soft. The I am affirmations of I am soft. And what does that mean? And I shared that with this beautiful bright light yesterday. And it was a word that, of course, she laughed at and felt in a way disconnected to, and something that wouldn't be helpful to her in this time when it doesn't feel so light. It's when the emotions have almost enveloped us so much that we can't get beyond that. We almost are in our own way, as they love to say, we can't get out of our own way in those times. It's like we're almost fighting against it ourselves. And that's why I created the podcast with the name of I Am Soft. And I invite you to feel into whether it might be even the first time that you may have heard an affirmation of I am soft. We tend to hear so many affirmations out there and so much reprogramming in the subconscious mind, and we have beautiful affirmations of I am abundant and I am strong and all of the beautiful affirmations that we feel the strength behind. But we don't often feel the lighter and sensitivities that help us to get to that level of strength. And we can get there or feel more or go deeper with a softness and with a lightness. And that once we truly connect and we are no longer afraid of our softness, and we can truly own and invest, self-invest in ourselves to have an affirmation of, I am soft, that I'm so soft in spirit that that energy can penetrate everything that I do, everything that I am. The isness and being of who I am is soft. And that softness brings an incredible amount of strength that we tend to never feel in our day-to-day lives. We're so busy, we rush around, we do things. And even when we say we're being, and we even create a list and say, okay, I'm going to meditate and I'm going to do all my great things and I've got this checklist similar to this beautiful lady I crossed with yesterday. Give me the blueprint, she said. Give me the steps. What can I do? And it was the other way. If we want to do something, we can undo, which doesn't feel so good in that moment, because we feel like we need to be fixed, or we feel like something needs to change. Sometimes we even feel broken, or sometimes we even feel ashamed, or we turn away from the aspects of us that are light, that are bright, that are sensitive, that are soft, that are gentle, that are kind. And yet these things or this energy, which is like an essence, makes up our beingness. It's like our recipe. It's like what we need, or what we're almost looking for, but it's within us, because in a recipe we put it in, it's on the inside, and that bakes and that creates this beautiful new vision or lens of how we can experience and see the world and be in the world. If you hear any little noises that run around in the bush, it's okay. Nothing is attacking me. It is my very beautiful, tiny little dog. And he has such a fabulous time around in this space. So if you do hear noises, I'm not in a podcast studio. I don't have the equipment to bring to you the most perfected version. And I guess that's a part of why I'm here now speaking this introduction message, which of course is going longer than I planned on going for. Maybe it does form the first episode. But I'm sitting here really raw, and it's simply recorded on my phone, and you'll hear what you need to hear around. You will feel what you will feel, and you'll experience what you will experience. And there's nothing that I can even do to change that. If I had something that was so professional, so clear, that either the sound or the way it's recorded could be better, we can always do better. We can always aim for better. We can always experience better. But the better, or the more fun part of better, is just being present in the here and now. And I honestly just sat here. I'm sitting on the ground. In fact, I might move just in case there's some big ants around here. But it's a moment where the energy feels light and it flows. And this is what I can promise to you, or I can show up for you, that you will hear a version that is incredibly raw and in its moment at that time. And I don't know what that looks like. It can go in many different directions, just like our lives do. It's not what happens to us in our lives. It's more a response, our energy, in responding to what happens in our life, what comes towards us on our path. And really, now that I just said path, I can see that beautiful path ahead. And I talk a lot about the path with people. And what I mean by that is almost as an analogy or as an example, I suppose, is imagining a walking track, just like a bushwalking track, like a dirt road. And what I love about a bush track or a dirt road is that you can hear the sounds of your feet. You can hear each step as you keep moving forward on your path. And what I love about this imagery that we can keep in our mind is that when things feel like they happen to us, we all know those times, right? What is going on right now? Very much this beautiful lady that I had yesterday, there is so much going on in her space. And it feels like at those times, absolutely, it's happening to us. We might even be able to get to a spot that we go, okay, fine, it's happening for us. But when we're in those moments of, oh, like that, the imagery that I love to place in front of us is a pathway. And what we're truly seeing in those moments is that we stop. And what happens when we stop on a dirt path like that? In fact, I can even do this for you. Here you go. Here's a benefit of being outside. I actually have, look, I've prepared earlier a dirt path. Not really, but here we go. Okay, so hopefully you can hear this. This is the sound I love. So this is just the sound of the imagery when we're going about life. And like the lady yesterday, that sound disappears at those times. And what do we hear? Silence. We don't hear our footsteps anymore. And usually the words or the thoughts that we put to what happened there, we'll say we're stuck. We'll say, I don't know what to do, or I don't know what direction to go in because I'm stuck. But right now, for me, on this path, if I could capture this, I'll have to describe it to you. I have trees and shrubs on one side, and there's a dam on the other. Behind me is the creek that runs in the other direction. And so truly right now, the only direction for me to walk is forward. And it's actually really symbolic. And I'm actually loving this right now. The space around me and the environment is working for this, well, intro video that's turned into intro and let's call it episode one. But what I love about this path is that these are the times we say or we feel like we're stuck. And this is where the emotions come. It's almost like the emotions now put padding in front of us and almost cloud our way so we can't actually see which way to go. Yet it actually is very simple. Now, simple doesn't mean easy. And I'll probably repeat this over and over again. It's always simple. The answer is always simple. In fact, there is no answer. It just is simple, but we don't always feel like it is. Why? Because it's not easy. And it's okay to feel at times this stuckness because our emotions almost put that padding in front. So it's like we need to go around. So I haven't done this before, but we can go like that around our emotions. But we're not going to bypass them. We're just going to feel them. And the reason we're just feeling them is because they're just flowing through us. It's like they've come before us on the path and we're walking through them, almost like we're walking through a cloud. And we might go into that, I feel like, a lot deeper into an episode two, because that in itself is, I guess, a concept, or it's got its own story. It's got its own imagery that can help create a new lens for us when we're trying to move forward or we're simply just moving forward. We don't have to try. We're always moving forward on our path. And so I'll keep going on this path, and you might be able to hear my footprint still. But in this direction, no matter what, even if it feels like we're going in the wrong direction, we're always moving forward on our path. So this is a quick introduction. I didn't go through any of who I am or any of those things. And I probably won't do that a lot because this isn't about me. Although I'll share endless stories. There's lots of incredible, beautiful things going on in front of me here on this amazing dam. I will share the stories and the examples and the analogies from myself, from my own life, from my spiritual awakening, if that's what we want to call it, from my family, love, and everything through a lens of softness. You know, I created I Am Soft because it is light and it's a little bit of fun. And it also helps us if we don't like it. So if we go, what? Or we laugh, or we feel triggered, it's just a really beautiful invitation that maybe the softness of our energy, the softness of our essence feels a little bit further away. And that we might be able to just invite it to come back into our life, into our being, because it's always there. It's just how much we bury it or how much we might self-abandon. So thank you so much for finding your way here. I haven't told any other soul about this or how it works or anything about that. In fact, I didn't have any of those details anyway to share. So if you've found your way somehow to this and wish to stay and join the journey, thank you, thank you. And somehow, if I'm able to share an email, if you would like to ever send in questions or concepts that we can unpack and talk about. And I always love a good story, analogy, picture or imagery, because I just find it connects so much to our emotions and helps us to keep moving forward on that path. So with an absolute open and grateful heart, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far through, and I really do hope you can join me on this new and exciting journey of the I Am Soft podcast.